Dear listener, welcome to Feminine. This is like the 8th recording of this episode's intro that I've done. And that's because I've got a little bit of the butterflies. I'm kind of nervous to tell you that we're talking about sex. And I don't know why, but I'm going to assume it's some sort of invisible societal expectation that I'm not meeting by staying silent about sex as a woman that's given me a little bit of the nerves. So that lets me know this episode needs to air. We talk about pornography. We talk about our own sexual experiences. We get really candid. I'm definitely warning you, explicit content. But it's normal. And it's not disgusting or exploitative. It's just life. Our summer issue of Feminine Magazine launches June 21st. You can continue to provide monthly contributions to Feminine at paypal.me/Feminine Magazine. I hope this episode empowers you across the board, trans, cis, male identifying, female, non-binary, wherever you're at. I hope that you can walk away knowing that sex is normal and it's healthiest when it's talked about. Enjoy. Oh, and one more thing. This week is part one. Next week, you'll get part two. Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that make me. Let's talk about sex.
Let's talk about sex a little better than before.
Don't you miss Salt and Pepper?
Yes!
So good.
They were so good and
Rebels.
So ahead of their time.
Too. So ahead of their time. So ahead. Way, yeah. Way more ahead than anything in all the world.
Oh my God. I agree. Yeah. I would like to know kind of your theory on porn. I know that's a very broad mm-hmm. statement, but I would love to just know how you deal with it in life.
Well, I definitely think that there are a couple things about porn that I think. One of the first things is it's definitely uncool to dislike porn to an extent. Right. And I dislike porn to a large extent. Mm-hmm. I feel as though the pornography that I've seen in my life has been traumatizing.
Yeah.
I wish I never saw it. I feel mm-hmm. as though as a young girl, something I could have benefited from was being protected from pornography.
Mm-hmm.
But I do actually really appreciate erotica.
Oh, yeah.
So I think it's really important to have a healthy understanding of your sexuality and recognizing it doesn't exist in a vacuum.
Mm-hmm.
But I also think it's really important to take a step back and ask yourself, why are you turned on by what you're turned on by? And how is it sexy? Why is it sexy? And who is it benefiting? Does that make sense?
Yes. I love that. I totally agree. Like we're not coming down and saying, oh my God, you must not ever like porn or anything. Mm-hmm. But I have to say it's been a journey for me because when I discovered porn in like high school and college, mm-hmm. I remember I was loving it. And then I took a feminist
mm-hmm.
class and this professor changed my life. She taught us about Linda Lovelace.
She was in
Debbie Does Dallas. And yep. she said, look, these are actual people that mm-hmm. you're watching. And this woman came mm-hmm. out and said she was in sexual slavery. She did not have a single orgasm.
Yep.
And the whole premise of that porno was that women's clits were in their mouths mm-hmm. and that's how they they got pleasure from giving men blowjobs. And yeah. So I that changed things for me, because I was like, oh wait, yeah, are these women having orgasms? Are they being treated okay? Like, mm-hmm. I just, that did change things for me. So since then, I agree, where I have seen stuff that is just, I would have never dreamt up. And
yeah, it's disgusting. Point,
yeah. We're like, and my friends and I were talking about this the other day. We were like, can't there just be something out there for us that we can look at and not want to vomit and not feel it's disgusting. Bad?
Yeah, I know.
And I also wonder, because porn is predominantly male gaze, mm-hmm. I wonder if in a way I've inherited a little bit of the male gaze. Like, I now, and I think women do have a little bit of a male gaze, like viewing themselves and others. So I think that's interesting for me. Yeah. And you know what? Honestly, Priscilla, if I was a millionaire, the first thing I would do, I'm not kidding you, is make erotica for women, because.
Oh my gosh. I have a recommendation.
Ooh, tell me.
Okay. So there's a woman from Spain. Spain is one of my favorite countries in the world, even though they colonized many people. But, well, you know, in the modern times, I really like Spain. There's a woman. Her name is Erika Lust, E-R-I-K-A, last name L-U-S-T. And okay. She actually makes female-centric pornography / erotica is what I would more so call it. Ooh. It's actually quite beautiful, and the actors and actresses they like interview them to an extent, like they're real human beings, and they perform as well as we as like a human person. You kind of recognize that they're not just an object. And she's mm-hmm. really adamant about kind of telling about the history of the actor, the actress, to some extent. She was at one point anyway. There was one erotica film that I watched, and it was actually a couple that she hired, and she filmed them having sex, how they have sex naturally.
That's awesome. That's what I would be beautiful. Interested in seeing. Do you know what that particular movie was called? Because I'm looking on the website, and you know what? I have heard of. I think I've seen, because it's called X Confessions. Yes. I think like they take people's like, don't they like?
Yes, fantasies.
Submitters' stories.
Yep.
And then mm-hmm. they make a video out of.
Yes.
Okay. I saw the one of a couple on the beach. It was beautiful because what I liked is the woman was like very natural and just very like into the dude, like actually really into him.
Yep.
So if you ever find the name of the couple one, I would love that, because I think that's basically what I want. I just want that.
It's beautiful. It really changed. For me, I was exposed to pornography in elementary school.
Oh, wow. Really? That young?
Yes. Cable. Late night HBO / Cinemax.
Oh, like you kind of like came across it on your own?
On accident.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, I think it was like, maybe like eight or nine. Definitely more like the nine age range. But yes, I came across pornography by staying up late. It was on cable. It shocked me. It was definitely shocking. I remembered being like, what the hell is going on? Well, this is kind of where we're getting triggery, right? I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't even say that. This is hard, because now I'm thinking, well, maybe it wasn't that shocking because I do have a lot of like history of sexual abuse on a personal level. So these are things that I think I'm still reconciling as a human being.
That's really powerful.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't want to filter this. Mm-hmm. But that's kind of, for me, that's like, that's my childhood memories when it comes to sex. So, like, I don't necessarily know where it started and where it ended, but I definitely know that when I was introduced to pornography, it kind of shifted something for me. Mm-hmm. And then I wasn't really into it. Like, I was too little to, like, pursue it.
Right.
But then in, like, junior high, my friend had, like, a black box. So she got, like, was that Playboy TV.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. So we would all spend the night and just stay up laughing hysterically.
Oh, my God. In high school too, we would all watch porn and crack up, and I'm like, how the, why? Mm-hmm. Like,
it was just so stupid. It was so stupid and weird, and we would laugh. Yes. And then in high school,
doing that now,
yeah, it's like, hey, just guys, like,
come
weird.
On over and let's all giggle at porn.
Yeah, like, what? This is so weird. Like, oh, within, like, the first 3 minutes of meeting somebody, you're just going to be like, oh, I'm naked. It's just so weird. Yeah. And then in high school, like, the porn that I did see, which was every once in a while, was just so gross. And then, as an adult, when I did see porn a bit more often, it just disgusted me. I hated it, Rachel. I just hated it.
Right. You were like, I'm over this. Mm-hmm. I think one of the big things in Trump's new budget is cutting, of course, sex education. He wants more abstinence-only education, which I think is crazy because now you can go on your smart... Kids have smartphones and the internet, and they can easily see some really hardcore stuff very, very young, and they can see it constantly. You know what I mean? Like, I think... So for me, I feel like, wow, you're going to put out less sex education at a time when kids are seeing sex earlier and earlier. And I think I think sex education should include a porn part because they need to teach. I just wish I had known earlier just about the realities of who's making the porn and and just the industry and knowing that it's so male oriented because it really gives you one side of sex and fantasies and just showing more pleasure for men. And then I read this book and it was so good. It was this researcher did a lot of research on like what teenagers are doing sexually, and she found that girls are young, they're doing anal, they're giving blowjobs, but boys won't even eat a girl out.
Yeah, you know, that doesn't surprise me. Yeah, because what are they seeing on on film to indicate to them how to do that or that that's a thing?
Right. Like, that's my main thing is if you see a girl getting eaten out or it's for like maybe 10 seconds if you're lucky. But what I see, it goes straight to servicing the man in so many different ways, like blowjob to vaginal to anal and then facial. That's like what they think is normal. Disgusting. It's absolutely insane to me because I'm like, oh, and I wanted to say this. So when we were young in like high school, I think one of my male friends had asked me, he was like, is sex like much more pleasurable for women. And I was like, why do you ask that? And he said, because in porn, men are completely silent for the most part, but women are acting as if they're having like 100 orgasms. They're just like, ah,
yes, like it's so true.
And I'm like, wow, it's such a miseducation, because if anything, the stuff they're doing is way better for the men.
That is so true. What a what an excellent point, and what a representation of a backward society, right?
Wow. I think that's what I find this really, really scary, is even in the most innocuous seeming porn scenes compared to other stuff, I think it's so one-sided, and it's that's how kids are being educated, and adults, honestly, if we're being honest.
You are. That's the damn truth.
Right, that's how they're being educated on it, and they're getting such a skewed, it's almost like propaganda. It's how can I get this one thing that I want? And so I would love it if more, if we could just put out more of like Erica Lust, or just more, if we can be more equal, because I don't think porn's going away. Porn is getting, I mean, there's just no way. The people that are like, it's just not possible. So we have to just equal the playing field. But I did make a little quiz for you, because I know this is a heavy subject. So
it is a heavy subject.
I wanted to see. Okay, so I read an article today in New York Magazine and Pornhub. So do you know about Pornhub? It's like YouTube, I think, but porn.
Yeah, I think I've heard of that.
They're like huge, and apparently more like I think 75 million people visit there a day. It's like huger than like New York Times. Yeah, it's huge. Pornhub,
I don't
want
to be judgmental. Can I just say, I'm not trying to be judgmental. I really am not. For me, when I react like that, it's with anger. Like,
no, me too. No, when I read this, I kept going, ew. Yeah. And I totally get what you mean. It's not like, oh my God, we think everyone is evil and terrible. It's just like, maddening, like the statistics.
And even in my own experience, like you mentioned, like the male gaze, like I feel angry with my own self. And I still have to reconcile this with allowing that to enter my sexuality at certain points. You know?
Yes, I totally agree with that. And that's something that especially when, you know, I was younger and didn't think about things that I do now, and how like guys were kind of into certain things, but really I wasn't, but I just it was said to kind of be like the norm, even though I was like, well, I don't know about this.
Exactly.
And how that's another thing in porn, how guys just, and of course behind the scenes, they sign off on everything, but you don't see that. And on, one thing I noticed is that like men kind of like put the women in position. They like just kind of, and there's no discussion. There's no like, okay, now you want to do from behind, or hey, you want, and like, I'm all about like saying what I want, what I don't want, you know, slower or faster or whatever, but they don't do that ever in porn. And so I know of adult women who don't feel comfortable even saying like, oh, please be softer or please be slower.
These are the things that make me say
exactly,
because it perpetuates that. And then you come to find out you have friends or loved ones, family members who have been in monogamous relationships for 30 plus years, and the wife never has had an orgasm.
Yes.
You know, or doesn't even know kind of where her clitoris is or how to be stimulated through other avenues, you know, and that's really, really, like you mentioned, this male gaze of sexuality. It's this hyper masculine culture that's just like, it revolves around just the penis.
Yes, it's so penis oriented, and and it's not really how most women get off. No. Like the penis. I don't know if you saw Wonder Woman, but one of famous lines. You saw it?
I did. I loved it.
Okay. We have to talk about that probably. Oh, yeah. You talked about that on one of your videos, and I have to watch it. TV. I haven't seen it yet. Mm-hmm. Okay. I have to see that because I watched it recently, and one of the biggest lines was how Wonder Woman said that men are needed for procreation, but not for pleasure.
Yes.
And like a male critic did not understand that. And every woman was like, yeah, he was like, what is this?
What?
But like any woman will be like, well, yeah.
Yeah. No, like just to let you know, male listeners out there, not trying to knock you, but women could do without you. Just want to let you know that. It's really...
The penis is not...
Yeah.
It's not mandatory. Like...
No. Nope. We don't need it. And unfortunately, along with the penis comes a lot of oppression. So, oh, yeah. I mean, I'm just saying, you should be pretty grateful that we let you be here. Just saying.
Yeah, we are so high off that Wonder Woman movie. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah, I loved it.
But there were, I agree that there were some, I had some issues with it too. But
yeah, for sure.
So, okay, let me ask you quiz. So now this is all based on the past 10 years of Pornhub user data, and this is among
10 years.
So this is a lot of data, and we're talking like millions a day. So this is like they noticed some serious trends. So what do you think are the top three most viewed porn category on Pornhub among women?
Amongst women, it's definitely going to be like girl on girl.
How did you know that? That's number one. How did you know that?
Because in a hyper-masculine culture, there's relief for women to find themselves being with other women.
Just back to the Wonder Woman thing, I guess, right?
Like, I just believe that through and through.
See, that shocked me a little bit that it was really number one. But you totally, you knew it.
Yes.
Okay, can you think of number two? It's kind of a similar theme.
I'm going to assume that it is. Girl on girl is definitely one on one. I don't know. Maybe it's going to be like for women. I imagine it would be. Would it be something like.
Like, think about, it's kind of that male gaze, like, kind of that male gaze thing. Like, it's kind of like lesbians, but...
I'm going to assume, this is what first came to mind. Okay. That's going to be, like, blowjobs with ejaculating on the face. Is that not...
It's actually gay male. Women look at, woman on woman. Number two, they look at man on man.
Yeah, that makes sense. So much sense.
Right, because it's kind of the same type of thing, exactly. Right? Getting away from that male-female dynamic.
Yeah, because it's a desire to step into a place where you can believe that a man is gentle.
Right?
Mm-hmm. That he actually can channel his, like, the tenderness of himself to some extent, you know? Like, it just makes so much sense to me. I can't believe I didn't pick that one up.
I think my hints were maybe throwing you off.
Oh, okay. Okay, I'll let you take the blame. Thank you.
Okay, number three, I don't think you will. Number three is kind of similar to what you had guessed. I would have never guessed this, but number three is big dick. Which goes against everything we just said on our Wonder Woman rant, because I never in a million years, because every woman I've ever talked to is like, oh, big dicks are not actually pleasurable. And yet, women are searching big dick, and that's what they want to look at, like big dicks, which is surprising me because I don't get that at all. But
I've only ever had one. I don't know.
I don't think they're good. In my opinion, the way I need stuff, I don't like Bigger is not better, in my opinion.
Wow, no way. Look, our male listeners are so happy to hear it. They're like, oh, thank God.
Yeah, no, I hate that they are made to feel bad. Like, I think that's bullshit.
Yeah, I agree. Well, I have only had one penis in my life, and it's actually a really beautiful penis. I adore this penis. I think when I first saw it, it kind of made my heart skip a few beats. I was like, I'll take it. It's great. Definitely great. Beautiful. Awesome. Perfect. So I have no idea. I've seen one other penis in my life, and it was flaccid. And it was not a sexual encounter. It was a friend. You know, I was actually just reminiscing on how dumb I was when I was younger. So don't even ask. But yeah. So I don't know necessarily, like, if my partner's penis is extra huge. I'm just going to throw it out there and let him know, you know what, babe? It's the biggest thing in the planet, and I love it. So there's that. But what is the difference? Like, can you tell me what's the difference when you have different sizes?
So for me, I personally, I don't know. Some women, I guess, say they like it. I wonder if it's more aesthetics. Because for me, I feel like I need a rubbing action on my clit. And I don't think, and a big dick actually makes that worse. So
what? Really?
Yeah. I personally, I mean, that's just me. I mean, there's some women who are more into, like, vaginal. They say they get vaginal orgasms. I personally have never had that. I've only had clitoral.
Oh, wow. Okay.
You can have vaginal orgasms?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
See, I don't. Okay. I'm jealous because I don't know how that works.
Have you ever had a both orgasm? Vaginal, like, inside and clitoral? Like, see, at the same time?
See, maybe I am, you know, in the act, but, like, it's always my clitoris is being stimulated. Like, it has to come from that. Mm-hmm.
Stay tuned for next week's episode, part 2. This is Real Life Women discussing real life womanhood. This is Feminine.